Blog Talk Radio. it gets better. Bless his holy name. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, ADM. Giving honor to Christ, who is the head of my life, to my wife, Pastor-elect Barbara Smith, to my pastors, Apostle Temple and Leticia Spencer, to all of the ministers, evangelists, prophets, deaconess, motherless, praise team, intercessors, youth, men, ADM frontline, members, family, and friends. Good morning. Good morning to our international partners, United Kingdom, Norway, France, Australia, India, Germany, Egypt, Laos, Australia. Good morning, USA, Nevada, New York, North Carolina, South Carolina, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, California, Alabama, Michigan, Delaware, Oregon, Puerto Rico. Good morning, Atlanta, Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Florida, the Caribbean Island Chain, Missouri, Illinois, Canada, and Connecticut. Good morning, good morning, and good morning. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and let us rejoice and be exceedingly glad in it. For we called on the Lord, and he heard our cry, and delivered us, oh yes, from that muck and that miry clay. On today, it was God that touched us with his finger of love, woke us up, started us on our way, gave us the activity of our limbs. You see, nothing is missing, nothing is broken. Everything is sorted and fitting into place on today. So as we come boldly before the throne of God, in obedience, giving him the thanks, giving him the praise, the honor and the glory for all things on this morning, in Jesus' name. Good morning, Mother Jackson. God bless you. How are you?
Good morning to you, Pastor Smith. I'm blessed this morning. I'm truly blessed this morning. First of all, I give honor to Jesus Christ, who's truly the head of my life. Hallelujah this morning. I give honor to my husband, Deacon Joe Jackson, the Rebel Sheikh. I give honor to Pastor Temple and First Lady Lakeisha Spencer. And I give honor to you, Pastor Smith, and to Pastor Bobby Lex Smith, to everyone at ADM Ministry this morning, and to each and every one of you that's tuned in this morning, all over the world. Out of the most God, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, as we come to your throne, out of Oshana, oh, boldly this morning, God, just thanking you, God, thanking you just for another day's journey. Thank you, Lord, for just breathing down on us this morning, God. Oh, God, we realize, God, we didn't deserve it, God, but we thank you in spite of our, God. We thank you in spite of our trials and our tribulations, God. Thank you, Lord, of Oshana. Where have you brought us? Where your brothers from, God? And two, God, we thank you for a newness in you, God, of the most high, God. We realize, God, the oldness is gone, huh? And the new have arrived in the mighty name of Jesus this morning, God. We ask that you be a mind regulator to all of us, speak of the most high this morning, God. Be that heart fixed to the white sand. Oh, God, it's been a heart, it's been a malice, hatred, jealousy, and then a kind of the most high in the heart, God. We plead the blood of Jesus over this day, God. Oh, God, we thank you this day, God. We lift every man ministry up, God. Every woman ministry up, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, that you strengthen them today, God. And, God, we pray, God, this morning, God, that you put back in them, God, that they have what they have pulled out in the name of Jesus. God, let them stay up on the wall, God, without coming down. Let them begin to cry loud and spell night, God. Let them begin to
pour out your word, my son, Lord, among your people, God. I pray that they, God, that the most shaker, that you open up deaf ears, God, that they will begin to the most shunner, God, hear your voice calling them in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, I pray that they, God, my son, God, that your people in this nation, God, begin to understand that you are God Almighty, stand over, God, the most shunner. Oh, God, I pray that they, God, in the name of Jesus, God, let your perfect will be done, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, of our shine. Move us out the way this morning, God, in the name of Jesus, God, of our shake, God. Oh, God, touch every internet, every telephone, every laptop, God. Let your fire, your anointing begin to shoot through the wires, God. In the most shine, God. Oh, get your people's attention, God. I pray this morning that you begin to shake like never before, how about shine, God, of our country. Oh, in the mighty name of Jesus, yes, Lord. I call to my son of that name Jesus. His name is Jesus this morning. I pray, God, this morning of my son that you begin to tuck on each and every one of us, God. In the name of Jesus, and oh, that they be obedient this morning and begin to rise and shine and give you all the glory, God. And let them begin to bow down and worship you, God of Oshaya. The only God of Oshaya, God. We thank you this morning, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, I pray, God, let us begin to negotiate in you, God. Let us begin to call on your name, and the name is just to go, God. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord. We lift up our companion this morning, God. I stand up and negotiate in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, let your will be done in their lives, God. And let us begin to rise them up, God, of our son, being strong means of God. Means they don't mind bowing down, God. Means they don't mind calling on the name of Jesus. I don't mind. Oh, God, we thank you how you shield us all last night and up to now in the mighty name of Jesus. Out of our country. Oh, God, thank you for your angels that are special all around us, God. In the name of Jesus, God, because when you woke us up this morning, out of our Sunday night, everything was in order, out of our Sunday. Nobody wasn't hurt, out of our Sunday. The door wasn't kicked in, God. So we say thank you just for that, Lord. Thank you for your safety, out of our Sunday. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we cry out this morning, God, my son. Hallelujah, hallelujah, God, my son. We thank you for your joy and your peace, God. In the name of Jesus, God, no matter what we have to go through, God, my son, we'll still begin to praise you, God. We'll still praise you, glorifying your name, God. Because we know, God, we are not alone. With us, God. Let us continue to push like never before, God. When you don't feel like pushing, God, let your people push, God. Oh, God, no weapon formed against us shall not prosper. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, build a fence around us, God. In the name of Jesus, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning, God. Thank you for your daily bread, God. Yes, Lord, we shall arise. We have arise. The most shame in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Let us come to the Lord. Lift up every youth that it is, God. From the young to the oldest, God. Oh, God, I pray, God, that you build a this around them, God. Shield and protect them, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we please the blood around them, God. Their minds, God, are almost shut down. Oh, keep your hands on their minds, God. Regulate their minds, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, we dismiss the robo shanda. Every trap out of my son, I have thought he has. It is dismissed up under the blood of Jesus this morning, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God of my son, oh, God, keep us. Keep us in the palm of your arms, God. Keep our eyes stayed on you, God. Keep our ears tuned in to you, God. In the name of Jesus, God. And everything is not like you, God. Oh, I stand that. Shine your light down, God. Shine your light down. Shine your light, God. And everything is not like you, God. Oh, God, we pray, God. We dismiss it in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we pray this morning, God, that we will be strong soldiers in you, God. We will not bow down to the bottom. And we will recognize every trap out of our Sunday, every device, God, that comes out of our Sunday. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning, the rubble shake, God, like never before, God.
this morning, God. We glorify your name. Oh, God, I ask the most shake, God, to continue to take care of our elderly. I know the most, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Continue to keep a shadow over their heads, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, give them peace that I never before, God. In the name of Jesus, God. We realize, God, some of our elders are not saved, God. Oh, God, I pray today, God, that they will receive your salvation, and then we'll receive the precious Holy Ghost, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for your Holy Spirit, God. Because we realize, God, that's the only thing that can keep us out of ocean, make it of ocean, desire to live right in you, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning. We thank you this morning of ocean, God. Thank you, Lord, as we are soon, God, send before the teacher, God. Oh, Lord, let us receive your word like never before, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, Holy Ghost, God, set us on fire this morning like never before, God. Oh, set your outfits on fire, God. Let us run and not be weary, God. And it will come to the level, say Jesus. Yes, Lord, this morning, God, let a change be okay. Let a newness be okay. And the same in Jesus, God. We realize, God, it's time out for games, God. In the name of Jesus, God, it's time for us to just begin to just say, yes, Lord. Yes, you will have us. And that will happen. In the name of Jesus, God, let somebody say, yes, Lord, this morning with a sincere heart. Instead of being tired of being sick and tired, going around the mountain, over and over again. Oh, God, thank you, Jesus, this morning. Thank you for what you're doing, God. Oh, God, this morning, God, we will my Sunday, begin to break out of my Sunday, pulling down every stronghold. Oh, in the name of Jesus, out of my Sunday. Oh, God, thank you for letting us be change breakers, God. This morning, out of my Sunday, every stronghold I change. It's got to go. In the name of Jesus, oh, God, in the Sunday, oh, hatred has got to go this morning. Love, come in, come there. In the name of Jesus, come in the mighty name of Jesus, God. I don't ask anymore, God, but I demand that love come in. In the authority of Jesus Christ this morning, out of my sight, God. Oh, I demand that peace come in this morning, out of my sight, God. In the name of Jesus, destruction's got to go. Hate got to go, out of my sight, God. In the blood of Jesus this morning. Oh, God, this morning. Oh God, let it not come to the mouth. Let us realize, God, we must live holy. How about Sunday? Oh God, we must live holy this morning. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh God, this morning about Sunday. Your attitude's got to go in the name of Jesus. Nobody said that. Temple's got to go in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, come back this morning in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, thank you this morning that you love us, my son. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for loving us, God. This morning, God. Oh, God, don't forget about you, God. Don't forget about the people that are locked down, God, this morning, God. Oh, God, I know come this morning as you walk through the jail cells, God, this morning, God. Oh, change be a mind regulator for them, God, and a heart that is for them, God. Tear down the heart of us, and the heart of the heart, God. Begin to soften that heart, God. That your word can penetrate in that heart this morning, God. Whatever time it is that they be released from those doors, God, let them be a newness in them, God. A change in their heart, a change in their mind, God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, look upon our man you for this morning, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh God, I ask that you make a way out of no way, Pop, God. Those who feel somebody children, God. Oh, God, I love those shit, God. Why their mother sitting there, God, whining and crying. Oh, God, I pray this morning, God, that you begin to let them cry out to you, God, praying like never before. Help my child this morning, God. Oh, glory be to God. Oh, God, fix his mind, God, I love those shit, God. Oh, God. Separate him, God, from the things that he is doing in the crowd that he's hanging with, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Thank you this morning, God. These days I've asked you, God, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost in Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, amen. Yes. Hallelujah this morning.
Hey. God, we Holy Spirit of the Living God, we thank you this morning. Oh, for the offer from our mother.
Oh, my God.
Yes, he is.
Yes, she is. Glory
yes,
be to
God. Yes.
And no weapon formed against us. Shall
Amen.
Shall prosper. Because Jesus is
yes.
at the wheel. Jesus
yes, he is.
Is
hey,
at the
yes.
forefront.
Jesus. Yes.
With all
yes.
power in his hand.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he is.
Yes,
Lord. Ah, yes, Lord.
For he is mm. Oh, glory, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
What a mighty
yes,
what
yes,
a mighty
yes.
That's honorable
shame.
Bow before him.
Yes.
And earth adore him.
Yes,
what a
yes. honorable shame, God.
What mm. a mighty God.
Hallelujah.
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 We
serve yes,
on
we
today.
Do.
Oh, bless
yes,
his
we
holy
do, name. Lord. Oh, yes, we do.
We
yes,
thank you, Lord.
Lord. Thank you,
we
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
we
you,
thank
Lord.
You, Lord.
Hey, yes, Lord, thank you. Thank you,
we
Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank
we
you,
move
Lord.
On,
yes,
praise
Lord.
God.
Amen.
Everything is brought to you by ADM Broadcast on today
yes.
in the
Amen.
Name of Jesus.
Yes.
And we say that go out and get your salvation package. On
Amen.
Today,
yes,
all
Lord.
You got to do is go over to New Bone Valley.
Yes.
Ask the Lord to forgive you of all of your sins
Amen.
And to receive you in his heart on today.
Yes.
And
Amen.
He will do it. Praise
yes,
God.
Yes, he will.
So
yes, he will.
Your salvation package on today.
Yes.
And
Amen.
This commission is brought to you by our sponsors, Jesus Christ, Apostle Temple, and Letitia Temple on today.
Amen.
So don't wait. Don't wait. Go down right now and write up your salvation packet.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes,
and
Lord.
You
Amen. Amen. Amen.
And
you Amen.
And save
yes.
and set free. Oh,
yes,
yes,
Lord. Yes, Lord.
I guarantee you. But you know something
Amen.
Else?
Amen. Hey, yes.
All get together. What a
yes.
time, what a time, what a time. Glory,
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
What about
yes.
that, Mother Jack?
Yes,
what a
oh,
time
hallelujah.
It's going to be. Yes,
hallelujah.
When we come together in agreement and give
yes.
God the
hey.
Praise, the honor, and the
yes.
glory.
Yes,
on today. Amen.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
God.
God yes, He's good. He's good. He's good. Yes, He's good. Hallelujah. Yes, He is.
He's good. Oh, glory.
Hallelujah this morning. God, thank you.
He's better than Eminem any day
yes.
of the week.
Amen.
Oh, we thank you. We thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Well, we got to move on along. Praise God. And I want to talk to you a little bit, amen, about patience. Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
And our scripture reading will be coming out of James 5:8. And we have another scripture that will be coming along. But I want to start in James 5:8. Amen. And it reads, it's James 5:8. Be also patient. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. Amen. That means
Amen.
The coming of the Lord is coming near. It's very near. Amen.
Amen.
But also, he said to be ye patient. You know, I overheard, amen, praise God, some saints talking, amen, and they were talking about patience, amen, amen. And I guess the way that the conversation went was, don't ask God for no patience. That's not the right answer. Yes, you can. You can ask our Father for anything, but guess what? Some things we just have to do in moderation, amen. That's
amen.
Right. Some things we can't take a big bite out of. Amen. Sometimes we got to take a little small chunk, amen, to make sure that it's palatable, to make sure that we can swallow it, to consume it, amen. And patience, let me tell you, from experience, is something that you don't want to take a big bite out of. Oh, no. Patience. Patience is something when you go to God, you got to ask him for a certain amount of patience. Oh, yes. And he will do it. Amen. I remember one time when I was in Germany as a first sergeant and everything was going well. I mean, just smooth and everything. God was in control. Amen. And I messed around and asked God for some patience. Didn't say how much. Didn't ask how much. And Lord, he laid it on me. I was so laid back, I couldn't help it. You know what? The Spirit of the Lord came back and said, James, you need to repent. And I said, Lord, I do and surely repent. Take this off of me and give me a little bit of patience. And don't you know, when I said that the Lord, my request, and I was back at true form, praise God, it wasn't nothing bothering me, praise God, the patience, amen, could be your friend, or it could be, amen, your downfall, amen. But what is patience? Patience is the capacity to accept, tolerate, delay without getting angry or upset, amen. In the Greek, the word patience is H-U-P-O-M-O-N-E. And patience is long suffering. That's the Greek word for patience. Galatians 5:22 reads as such. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, and patience. Kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such, amen, things there is no law. And those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passion and desires. So patience, saints, is a virtue that God gives us. When we can't take, amen, those things that are not right, are untidy, are untimely, amen, praise God, we have to learn to get a little bit of patience, amen, to get things into the proper perspective. Amen. Praise God. We don't see God rushing nothing. When he made the universe and the earth, praise God. You know what he did? He took 6 days to do it. Amen. And on the seventh, which some people say, or the Bible says is the Sabbath, he rested. Amen. He rested because he knew that he had put in a great work. Got a little bit tired, so he wanted to regenerate, recuperate, and bring his power level back up to full form. Are we any different? No. But we got to learn how to be patient with things because God is right on time. Everything that he does according to every one of us, his children, is timely. Amen. That's how he set it all up from the beginning. Amen. And all we got to do is follow God's timetable of patience. Amen. And everything will work out just right for you and for me, on today. Where is your patient level? Amen. Where is it? Amen. Patience is a fruit of God's Spirit on today.
Yeah.
Allow that fruit. Allow that patience, that level that God gives you to work in your life. Amen. That He will make you a new and agile saint of the living God on today.
Yeah.
Go get your patience. Tell God how much you need. Amen. Ask Him in earnest. Be specific. Amen. And not just impatience, but anything. Be specific. When you go down to Kneebone Valley and ask the Lord for anything, for He said He will supply all of our needs according to His riches in glory. Praise God. And when we're patient about it, we are showing God, oh yes, our attitude. We are showing God that we are mature. We are showing God that we're able to take on more patience and wait. Wait, I say, on the Lord and be of good cheer on today. Praise God. Praise God. Now, isn't that something to shout about? Isn't that something to thank God about? Isn't that something to praise Him about? Oh, glory, hallelujah. Oh, glory, hallelujah. That we also know that God is patient with each and every one of us on today. Don't forget the family prayer. Because in patience, Jesus is going to meet us there. Again, when we all gather around the altar, oh, glory, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
What a time. What a time.
Yes,
what
Lord.
A time. We are going to have. And now we turn this portion of the broadcast over to our pastor and apostle, Temple Spencer. God bless you, Pastor.
God bless you, Pastor Smith. God bless you, Mother Jackson. God bless our families and friends all over the world. My God, I just thank God for what He is doing. I thank God for my wife and ADM family. I thank God for you, my God Almighty. Listen, I want to dive right on in with some of this patient stuff, but I know that many of you right now, you might be feeling a little weary, you know, a little bit of drowsiness in your flesh, amen, in your bodies, amen. I just want to tell you, you got to keep going. Amen. You could conquer your flesh. You could conquer your body, because basically what Pastor Smith was teaching on today is patience. It has a lot to do with crucifying your flesh. Amen. Crucifying your will, your wants, what you want to happen. And I know that many of you is feeling, my God, you kind of starting to feel the little weight, but you could do it. I'm telling you right now, you could do it. You know that Some things with God you have to prepare for. Some things with God you have to make sure that your spirit, your mind, and everything is in preparation for. Amen. Because some things that God give you, if you're not prepared or if you're not ready, my God, instead of doing good to you, my as Pastor Smith was teaching, it could do some harm to you. And that's what happened to many of us in our life, because we didn't know. We think that, hey, oh, God, you give me $10,000. Oh, God, you give me this here. Oh, God, give me this, without preparing. And that's what God does. God is a God that He began to prepare you for what you're going to get ready to happen, or prepare your spirit for what to get ready to receive. Patience is one of these things that you have to prepare for. You got to get your spirit right. You got to get things, your mind right, your focus right. Things in your life need to begin to come in order to prepare for. I'm going to give you some tools, my God, this morning to help you prepare, because you're going to need, my God, the patience. You're going to need this structure. pressure in your life so you could keep on enhancing the things of God. In other words, for the enemy won't attack you, you won't be getting out of alignment, you won't be getting out of place, you won't be moving to the left or the right, you will stand still. Amen. One of the things that you have to understand, especially getting ready to receive patience, amen, understand this. Understand that, my God, your life, you got to understand your life. And when you begin to look upon your life and understand that your life is in alignment with God, you're walking upright, and everything that you're doing is in the will of God, you got to understand this, that God is not a man that he shall lie, nor the son of man that he shall repent. You got to understand that. And when you understand that, you can begin to apply that in the timing of God, everything that God has for me is going to be for me. You got to understand that. In the timing of God, everything that he has for you, it is for you. Amen. And if God have not released it yet in your life, or he have not brought things to your forefront yet, you need to seek God, because it may be in some work that God is doing within you. God is not going to want to release things to you to help you. That's why I always tell our individuals, and we're doing some teaching on it now, that before the blessing, or before when God get ready to outpour in your life, he always give you information and instruction. He always give you information and instruction, because with the information and instruction, it's going to be a blessing to you. Amen. It's going to be a blessing to you. One thing that the enemy does in this area, and I just sit back and I watched him by so many years, he created image inside of people. He hit ministers and he hit peoples of God a lot. Amen. And he hit these individuals, and also individuals that want to have something in their life. He hit them. Amen. So what did he do? He uses, my God, he uses your goals. He uses the vision. He uses, my God, the different things that God, the different things that God is going to get ready to take you. Otherwise, say for instance, says that you're in a visual, and God done showed you where you at right now. Watch this, and that's many of you right now. Where you at right now, God done showed you, you finna get ready to come into the biggest breakthrough of your life. You hear me? God done showed you that, right? So what the enemy does, he take that image, he take that God done revealed to you, and he begin to tell you, oh, you could go and get it right now. You could go and do this. This is what happened to Adam and Eve in the garden. Y'all hear me? Amen. He began to persuade you. He began to say, oh yeah, you could do this right now. You could do this. So instead of you going through, my God, you going through the proper procedure, you want it right now. And the patience is the biggest enemy to the saint of God. Amen. To the saint of God. Why? Because the world don't program us to make sure we have it quick. Y'all hear me? The world don't program. Microwave. Amen. If you want something to eat, pop it in a microwave. If you can't wait in a microwave, if we're riding down the road, pull over side of the road, go to a fast food restaurant, you get it quick. You want to watch TV, turn on the TV. You want to go somewhere, jump in the car, crank it up, pull on out. Y'all hear me? It don't nothing have to warm up or nothing. Amen. So we've been programmed to have instant. We want it instant. Amen. We want it instant. We want to be this great man of God instant. We want to be this great woman of God instant. We want to have this this great thing going on instant. We want to be the next millionaire, next rich person instant. Amen. And that's what the enemy trying to get individual instant. Amen. He wants you to come out of the place of God and out of the places of God, and then say, hey, you can do it right now. Do you notice that if you take a step back in your life, anything that you try to accomplish quick, accomplish fast, you try to get it like this, you always round up in the problem. You always wind up in the trap. You want to do this, you want to go and get this, I got to get this now, we have to hurry up and get there, God's going to show me this, and you always wind up into a problem. Why? Because, my God, when an individual's own patient, I always have a prayer that God, that the angels of the Lord go before us, and all the traps that the enemy set before us, the angels of the Lord tear the traps up, remove the traps out of the way. My God, one thing that will lead us into the trap of the enemy is not being patient. Y'all hear me? Not being patient. You got to understand that when you do the things of God, my God, prayer, you seeking Him. You're making sure, my God, watch this. You're making sure you counting up the cost, and the things in your life. And God said, timing is the will going is going to happen. If God hasn't did it yet, or He have not made it easy for you, or He have not did this yet, it's because a reason. It's a reason why. Amen. So I pray, my God, this morning that many of you are going to begin to embrace patience and embrace it. Embrace it in the fact of that God's will going to be done in your life. Embrace it in the fact of that whatever God done told you and whatever He done spoke to you in your life, it will happen in the set timing of God. And I want you to embrace it. God said He's going to supply your every need. So in the set timing of God, and until whatever God told you, the promise be manifest in your life, you understand this, that God ain't going to drop you. He ain't going to allow you to go without. In His timing, it will, y'all about to hear me, in His timing, it's going to happen. Amen. And you got to get patient, because what God has for you next year, the enemy gonna always he's gonna begin to put a picture or an image in your head, have you to keep running. And patient, my God, let me take a little deeper with you all in patient. Patience, my God, unpatientness, my God, from the adversary have a voice. It also get into your prophetic dreams. It's also get into your vision. Y'all hear me? And also we'll get into that, because the enemy already know that that's a weakness for the saint, because they want it instantaneously. Some of us, my God Almighty, we think we hear for God. No, the enemy is speaking to your human conscience and got you ready to give up and ready to move. That's why so many of us, God got to pull on our talk coattail and say, slow down, chill out. You know what? It's going to happen. You relax, amen, because we feel as though we are missing. We feel as though we are behind on time. We feel as though that what we should have had by now, we don't have it by now. So now we get in a place of anxiousness. We ready for it to happen. I'm telling you, I shared this last night at 12 a.m. Amen. I shared this. When you get in the will of God, you never behind on time. You never are behind, no matter what it looks like in your life. Because what God will do, He will catapult you into the place where you need to be once you receive or got all the information and all the teaching that you need in that area. You're never behind on God. He may not come when you want Him, but you surely will be right on time. Saints of God, my God, we got to have that. We need that, my God. You must, the Bible say that those that wait upon the Lord, amen. In other words, we got to wait on Him. We got to wait on His timing, amen. Ministers, leaders, people of the gospel, wait on God's timing, amen. You need it, amen, because that is the biggest destroyer, and the enemy just running wild with people's dreams, people's vision. He's running wild all over, amen. He got you seeing you. You're going to be this, and there's nothing wrong with that. You're going to be this big worldwide. This pit roll around Pope now, but you cannot even win nobody in your own community. Don't let the enemy fool y'all. Better hear me. That's the enemy trying to get you to be unpatient. He's trying to get you to walk out of patience. Amen. He got you saying you're going to be this big time millionaire, but you cannot budget $5 or $10. Y'all hear me. Y'all hear me, my God Almighty. That's the enemy is using the vision to bring you into a place where you're not patient, where you cannot receive the tools, the information, the teaching that you need. And He will get in your vision. He'll get in your dreams. He'll get in your thoughts. He'll start sounding like God. He'll start putting up image like His God. Amen. I hear individuals go to talk. I have individuals that come to talk. Sometimes I just got to get quiet and begin to pray against it. Amen. Amen. Because I know they don't know. They're not in a place where they know or what's going on. Amen. But it's a trap to be set. And I declare and decree this morning, my God, that you as saints of God, you're going to begin to sit down and allow timing, the God's timing take over. You're going to begin to deal with on the level that you are on. You're going to begin to, my God, begin to be cultivated. You'll begin to be taught on the platform that you are on right now, on the level that you are on right now. Finances, my God, management and finances of increase on the level that you are on right now. And God's just timing. He's going to promote you into different realms that he chose you to be. But your first things of God, get the realm that you are on. Get that place where you at. And God says timing, he'll promote you to something else. Don't allow the enemy in this next season that we're going to go in cause you to move out the way because you are impatient. Yes, what he told you is will going to be, it's going to happen, but it's going to happen in his set timing. And if it hadn't happened, manifest right now, because he's still trying to get you some more information. You remember this, information bring forth revelation. Some of you might got a whole bunch of information, but you never tapped into the revelation. Y'all hear me? Then once you tap into the revelation, my God Almighty, then it's going to awaken something that calls manifestation. And that's God set timing when he want to release what he need to release in your life. Slow down. Stop allowing the enemy put you all in these traps. Amen. Stop trapping because you're mad with these jobs. You're ready to move to another job now. Amen. Because you're mad with somebody on your job. Now you want to move there. Do you know you're going to be working around people the rest of your life? And you might go and work around somebody worse than that one. Y'all about to hear me. So at the end of the day, where you at right now, let's graduate from that before we can move to the next level. So you don't have to reoccur back in that same realm or same level that you came, what you was trying to come out of. Amen. Patience. You need it. We need it. Amen. Don't learn from it. We need it. And always understand this. As you work with patience, let that be the center. And God set timing, it will happen. Put that as the center of your focus. And God set timing, it will happen. And all I need to do is continue to do what I need, continue to do what I need to do. And that is please the Lord. Stay in prayer. Get taught. Learn these areas, these tools that God is trying to give you. Amen. God bless you all. Back to you, Pastor Smith.
Amen. Praise God. Thank God for you, Apostle. You said a mouthful. Amen. Praise God in the name of Jesus. And we thank God. Amen. For those words. Amen. A prophecy amen. Coming from. Apostle, well, wait on the Lord. Be of good cheer. Wait on him. Amen.
You know, Pastor,
praise God.
You know, Pastor Smith,
yes, sir.
I was going off, last night, when we got off the line last night at 12-something, at 12-something, and I'm glad we're in this topic because the Holy Ghost brought it back for me to begin. I'm going to show you. I want to give you all a nugget, give you all a scale. I want to give you a scale for where you could go ahead and match something up to where you understand, where you could begin to detect that the enemy is trying to use you in an unpatient area, in an unpatient area. All right. I want to give you this scale. Amen. If you start to have dreams, you starting to have vision, you starting to hear the voice, you starting to feel this in your spirit that you finna go to another place without completing that first place you was on. That's impatient. I want to help you all tonight. That's impatient. If you starting to hear God, so much you got all this going on. God did, God did, God did, God did, God that, God that. And God doing this, God doing that. I'm telling you right now, that's a spirit of impatience. That's a spirit of impatience. Sometimes I question God. I don't question him in a way to where I don't know the answer. Pastor Smith, I question. I say, Lord, these folks hear you. They talk to you so much. And I'm like, God, and you talk to them so much. I'm getting jealous. You don't talk to me that way. And here I am, supposed to be your prophet, supposed to be, you hear me? You don't talk to me that way. God said, what happened is, so many saints done created, it's just like when a child was growing up, and they have this imaginary friend. And they talk back to them, and this friend talked that to them. They truly believe that this is what's going on. Amen. And that comes from individual boredness in their life. And the enemy will use that to make you impatient, to make you everything need to come on now. You need to come on now. You need to do this now. You need to get this now. We got to get this. We got it. And you have not even got the basics fundamental. That's an enemy right there. That's an enemy. Saints of God, one thing about God, I want to share this with you again. One thing about God, God don't have one thing that I notice walking with God. The one that talks to me more, he talks to me more than God talks to me, and that's the Holy Spirit. That's the Holy Spirit. God doesn't say much at all. When God gave you instructions, he gave you assignment. He probably said, well, your assignment is take your family to this place. Or take your finances to grow from here to here. God don't got nothing else to say until that assignment is done. He don't got nothing else to say until that assignment is done. A great story to reference that in the Bible is the story of Jonah. The story of Jonah, where God gave him assignment, and he didn't complete the assignment, and God had nothing else to deal with him about until that assignment was done. That's God. God is not going to run you all over the place. He is an order, structure God. Why? Scripture says his word will not come back to him voided. So in other words, if God released his word out to you in his life, in your life, that word going to stay over your life that God said, and God don't got nothing else to say, no more else to say to you until that word get fulfilled. Y'all hear me? The Holy Ghost is one that's designed to walk with you and to commune with you. Now watch this. The Holy Ghost is designed to walk with you and commune with you in the structure or in the order of God. So in other words, what God done spoke first over your life, the Holy Ghost is walking with you to make sure that that assignment that God gave you be fulfilled. Help you to mature, help you to grow. It's not going to go outside of the will of what God done spoke. It's not going to have you over here 1 minute, then over there the next minute. That's not the spirit of God. You are messing with an impatient spirit trying to set you up to take you into a trap. Y'all hear me, my God. Y'all hear me. I know there's some heavy stuff this morning, but I want to help you to be in your blessed place. Amen. So the question is, to the beginning, what did God told you for your life as an individual? In other words, for my life as Pastor Temple to be developed and be mature. That's where he's at with me. Now when a gift comes out or when it's needed, amen, I don't walk around. I shared with y'all one time before. Y'all, you are not going to catch me to walk around in my house, walk around as we've been working in handle business, and I'm trying to get a word for you all. I'm trying to shout out, God, give me this. God, what are you showing me this? God, you're showing me a spirit. What are you showing me in a spirit? I don't have time to be seeing no spirits. Because why? I'm too busy focused on the assignment that God them gave. When you get focused on what God gave, you don't have to worry about that. I want to help you to cut out all this chatter. All this clutter, all this chatter that going on in your mind, that going on in the ear, amen. All this clutter, God going, he don't get into God don't get into all this talking. I'm sorry. When you start finding people that God said this, a red flag immediately go up on me. I already know what it is, amen. That's your human spirit. That's the spirit of impatience, amen. Because God don't go through all that talking. Matter of fact, watch this. In the New Testament, in the Old Testament, he spoke. He spoke some words. He spoke some things. In the New Testament, when Jesus came upon the scene, you heard it, the Bible revealed that he spoke once. That's when he came down like a dove, and it said, "This is my beloved Son, whom I am well pleased." God don't got all that conversation for you. Y'all hear me? That's a setup, and that's a trap for the enemy. And some of you, God is you, the Holy Ghost is downloading the vision in you where God is trying, where God is going to take you. So in other words, he's giving you a vision, he's giving you assignment. Now you got to go back to the beginning and begin to wait upon the Lord. And it's that timing. Get developed, get matured. Amen. For God can take you into that realm and take you into that place. I want you to use that. I want you to use that and put that in areas in your life. All my families and friends all over the world, I want you all to use that. Amen? Because you don't need to be tricked by the enemy no more. Because what he's going to do is he's going to wear your mind out. He's going to wear your mind out until you get into a place where you are frustrated and you are aggravated. Then you don't want to have anything to do with nothing. Amen? Because now you're starting to get mad with God. You starting to get all this kind of stuff, and God ain't did nothing. That was you that ran to the place instead of allowing God set timing to take you there. And this set timing, you're going to be what God called you to be. You're going to have your finances in place, but you got to get the lesson, and that's the Holy Ghost. The Bible talks about how the Holy Ghost lead and guide you. He's a teacher. He's a teacher leading and guide you according to the assignment or according to the purpose that God released over your life. And once that level is complete, then he'll deal with you the next level. You don't have it. I never experienced him to have me all over the place. I never experienced God and want to talk to me all the time. You know, we just, my God, we having an Adam and Eve experience. We having an Adam and God experience in the garden. Amen. I know. I spend most of my time talking to the Holy Ghost. That's where you spend most of your time. Jesus didn't have that much of time to spend with his Father here on earth to talk to him. Amen? He'd been in prayer, but he must, what the Bible record, he went in prayer, but the Bible never record that Jesus talked to him. Jesus had this going on. Say he was in prayer. Amen? Let's get out of that. And when God did spoke in the Old Testament, he spoke according to assignment. He talked to Moses. He was talking to Moses according to assignment. Y'all hear me? He talked to Joshua according to assignment. He talked to Noah according to assignment. He talked to Abraham according to assignment. Y'all hear me? He didn't talk to them outside of anything else, but according to that assignment. Amen. Hagar, according to assignment. Remember that. God will talk to you according to your assignment. And now he give you the charge, give you the assignment. The Holy Ghost take it over and make sure the word will come to pass. God bless you. I'll bet you again, Pastor.
Amen. God bless you, Apostle. Amen. We thank God. Amen. For that godly wisdom. Praise God. Y'all come on back tomorrow at 7 p.m. Our own mother, Ellen Walker, will come and break the bread of life with us. Until then, continue to let God change you. Amen.
Amen.
Continue to let God change you. God bless you. May heaven smile upon you.
God bless.